Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Cryptids Folklore or More. Why is it special, you ask? Because in this episode we are going to be doing something we've never done before on this show, and that I've been itching to do. Me and my co-host Megan.
Hi guys.
We're going to be going, well, we're already here, we're taking a field trip to a location that has been a hot spot for sightings of this episode's subject, the Jersey Devil, which is a large creature described as being bipedal with a horse or goat-like head, leathery bat-like wings and horns. Some also claim it has red menacing eyes. Join us after the intro where we will be recording from the New Jersey Pine Barrens, a large piece of forested land located in southern New Jersey. Make sure to take a look at our Facebook and TikToks to see images and videos of the area. Now, off to the episode.
Just wanted to record this quick little aside before proceeding. Some of the audio in the episode can be a little fuzzy. The little microphones we were using out on the trail seemed to be very affected by the environment, so it kind of reduced the audio quality.
We are currently along the Batona Trail at the Pine Barrens, a very interesting area. Megan, how would you describe it?
It is very creepy, to be honest, because the trees look eerie. And like they described, there's sandy grounds. And you can see there's sandy grounds around the area. And there's no trail marks. So it's interesting to see about where the trails end and lead.
Yeah, you can see it's a very densely forested area. This whole part of New Jersey really is. On the drive here, there were practically no people, no houses. And I think I read that's because this part of New Jersey has very poor soil and it's never really been developed. So due to that, it's definitely very eerie. It gets the imagination flowing, that's for sure. Some might think I'm too much of a skeptic, but in this episode, I'm giving this creature a chance. If it's out there, it can prove its existence to me. Megan, do you think we're going to see anything?
Well, I'm also a skeptic too, because I don't believe that there's a wing-like creature falling around. But if we do see it today, maybe I'll change my mind.
Yeah, and I even bought a camera with me, not just my phone camera. I bought an actual camera. It's a Sony CX405. So if there is something out here, I'm hoping to get good footage, not potato footage like so much of the footage we see of cryptids online. We've also gotten here at dusk, so it's going to be darker soon. We do want to spend a little bit of time here at night because the legends say this creature is more active during nightfall. So we've been hiking a little bit through this area, and it's certainly a very interesting hike. Not that many people around, a lot of sand. So no sign of the Jersey Devil yet, although we did. Out in an area like this, any little sound will definitely put you on edge. So tell me a little bit, Megan, what's like the backstory of this creature?
Well, it began in 1735 in Leeds Point, New Jersey. There was a mother that was pregnant with her 13th child, and she was enthusiastic about it, but she was cursed, and she delivered a monster with horse face, long neck, and horn with bat wings, and a forked tail, with oh, wow. Two legs that had hoofs. And all of a sudden, when it was born, it climbed up and went up to the chimney like Santa Claus, and just stormed out of the building.
And it went on to be the Jersey Devil that they say terrorizes this area?
Yes.
I did hear about this story, and I heard that it was supposedly tied to an individual called Daniel Leeds. He was a prominent cartographer and politician in this area at the time. But supposedly he had a lot of conflicts with the Quaker establishment in New Jersey, which led to accusations of witchcraft and superstition against him and his family. And that's where that story that you just mentioned about the woman, supposedly they say she was related to him and she gave birth to Jersey Devil. But historians do say that that part of the story, there isn't that much proof for, but the Quaker establishment in this area being against him, they say, is what led to the story potentially. And it's interesting because one aspect of the lore actually involves Benjamin Franklin. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's very interesting. So supposedly Benjamin Franklin, one of America's founding fathers, he had a feud with the Leeds family, particularly with Daniel Leeds' son, Titan Leeds, because both of them were running an almanac business in this area. And they say that Franklin supposedly published several satirical articles around Titan, even predicting his death using astrology and depicting him as the Leeds ghost, even a few years before his death in 1738. And because of all the controversy and the stories against the Leeds family, combined with the fact that in 1728, Titan Leeds actually began to include the Leeds family crest on the masthead of his almanac. Do you know what the crest was?
No, I didn't know about it.
Well, the crest actually depicted a wyvern, which is a bat-winged dragon-like legendary creature that stands upright on two clawed feet. And they say that this crest design, combined with all of the pushback against him in the region because the Quaker establishment didn't really like him, they say all of this mixed together to create the, basically to inspire the legend of the Jersey Devil as we know it today. But all of this is really just the backstory for the Jersey Devil. It wouldn't really be until the 1800s and early 1900s where sightings of a creature matching its description would start to kick off. Around this time, stories of the creature killing people's livestock, so like chickens and cattle, would start to pop up in the southern New Jersey and surrounding area. To date, no human deaths have been blamed on the Jersey, but people have claimed to see a creature with its description. Megan, can you tell me like an interesting case that has happened where people claim to have seen the Jersey Devil?
There was a sighting in January 1909 with a strange flying beast that left tracks in the snow over southern New Jersey and the borders of Pennsylvania. There's a specific sighting in Trenton, New Jersey. City Councilman E.P. Wedding was awakened in the middle of the night with a beating sound from his door. He went on the top of his house to see what the sound was, and he saw hoof prints on the snow of his roof. Other people in Trenton heard strange screeching sounds in the middle of the night and saw more hoof footprints in the snow. Even witnesses heard flapping in the middle of the night also in the sky.
That is a very interesting encounter from an individual. And I even read that it was such a big deal. There was such a large swath of sightings in 1909 around several towns and areas where people live and interact that it made the local newspaper. People were claiming to see a flying creature. They were saying tracks popping up in places, and it was such a big deal that I even read online that this is just a rumor, it wasn't verified, that the Philadelphia Zoo offered a $10,000 reward for whoever could catch the Jersey Devil. And there was even an individual who claimed to have caught it, but it turned out to just be a hoax where they took a kangaroo and put some wings on it, and it all ended up being just a big nothing burger. But it really does show you just how big of a deal the Jersey Devil was in this
area. I heard that story too about the kangaroo and people just putting wings on it. It was just like a show that people would see in the zoo.
Yeah, someone's always going to try to BS everyone in this field. That's for sure.
All right, so we just hiked even more around the Pine Barrens. It's definitely a very isolated feeling area. You really do feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. I don't even have a signal on my phone, so we're trying to be careful because we don't want to become the subjects of another podcast out here. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You want to go on like one of these true crime podcasts where they talk about people who went missing. This is the Jersey Devil Project out here. But yeah, earlier we heard a sound, and it ended up just being a squirrel running across the trail, but we stopped because like, oh, is this going to be it? But no, it's just a squirrel.
Yeah, I heard like it was a big footsteps, but it was just a little tiny squirrel.
Yeah, because you're so far, it's so quiet out here that any little sound, it just puts you on edge. I was like, oh, I got to get my camera ready, but nope.
Yeah, so now I know what people think about when they are in the middle of nowhere looking for something and they hear something in the distance. They could think it's a creature, but it could just be a little tiny animal like a squirrel.
Yeah, and this whole part of New Jersey is very isolated. I was even reading about how in the past the mafia used this area to dump bodies because it's just so secluded. And there really isn't a lot of development here.
Yeah, there is a lot of spooky history, a lot of resources also. Major industries like shipbuildings, iron ore processing, and glass making were in this area too. It makes sense because of the sandy roads.
Yeah. But yeah, we haven't seen the Jersey Devil yet. But so I think this is a good time to talk about a little bit about explanations for the Jersey Devil, theories behind it. So some explain the story as just being a legend that grew to be very prevalent around here among early settlers in the region. The Pine Barrens is certainly an eerie area, known for its dense forests. Having been in the region a few times before, due to living in the neighboring state of Pennsylvania, I can definitely tell you I wouldn't want to be caught here at night, that's for sure.
No, I wouldn't either. Yeah. It's too dense, and if something happens, no one will know.
Yeah, honestly, even if the Jersey Devil isn't real, this is the perfect place for, like, a creature such as the Jersey Devil, really any type
of cryptid. Bigfoot.
Or Bigfoot, yeah, to really hide in, because really, you're really far away from people. But a popular explanation that I read for the Jersey Devil is they believe it could be a misidentification. Some skeptics believe it could possibly be a very large bat. The area doesn't have native mega bats, which is the term for the family of large bat species. One particular example that many people point out as a possible explanation for the legend is the hammer-headed bat, which is native to West and Central Africa. This creature has a wingspan of around 3 feet and certainly has a creepy face. It certainly could have inspired the legend. It's even got a really long rectangular-like head, which is a common depiction of the Jersey Devil from like newspapers in the past. I think a good explanation, maybe someone imported one and it got loose in the area and people have just been seeing a large bat. What do you think, Megan? Do you believe in the story of the Jersey Devil, or do you think it could be something else, or do you think it's just a legend?
Well, I think it could be both about the legend because the settlers coming in here, and if I was them back then, this area is pretty creepy. You could hear noises throughout the whole forest, and you could think it's a creature. So it could be like your head's going on and imagination's thinking through in your head. So people could draw and come up with sketches of a creature. And also I could think of someone releasing a bat here.
Well,
and
what about the stories like the 1909 story where everyone claims? There were a lot of
sightings. Well, I think it could be a bat, like you said, because it could be a huge bat that's not native to this area.
Or maybe it is native and it's yet to be discovered by science.
True, which there is a bunch of creatures out there that hasn't been discovered yet in the forest.
Yeah, we actually haven't seen that much wildlife walking around this area.
No, the only thing we saw was a squirrel and birds.
You can hear the birds chirping.
There's a lake by the area, and I saw just to see if there's any fish in the area, and there isn't. Or we couldn't see that much because it's too murky in the water.
Yeah, there's a very small body of water here near us. It's starting to get darker now, so we're probably going to start heading. We'll stay a little bit till it's dark, see if we see any spooky red eyes. But, you know, spending a few hours in the Pine Barrens, walking around, haven't seen anything, so I gave it a chance to prove itself. I even bought my actual camera, but fortunately no luck. But other people are welcome to go out on their own cryptid hunts. But this was an interesting experiment, and I think it really made for an interesting experience getting more immersed in the story by actually going to the day that it exists.
Well, we didn't get any proof today, and it could exist out there. And I know there's a lot of believers out there that do think the Jersey Devil does exist, but unfortunately we couldn't get the proof that we wanted today.
Yeah, you know, we're not trying to perpetrate hoaxes on this show, so we're here to get any objectively real evidence what we observed. So it's not exciting, it's not the conclusion that's going to blow anyone's pants off, but it's the truth. Nothing was seen today.
Yes.
But that's what makes cryptozoology so interesting. These stories do exist. People have claimed to see them. Could possibly be out there. So,
but it's always fun to go and investigate and experience something that we've never seen before.
I agree. It is very fun. And that's why, you know, it's a fun hobby too, and also a pseudoscience field. But we recommend everyone, if you're interested in cryptozoology, go out, see what stories exist maybe near you, and try to see if you can get your own factual evidence. I think it's worth it if you have an interest in the field. So that about wraps up this episode. Thanks for the listeners. I hope this was a kind of immersive experience. Be on the lookout for the social media if you follow the Facebook. I'll probably post a TikTok. We'll probably post some photos of what the area looks like so you could see what we're describing out. And I also hope everyone has a very good spooky season since it is October. I thought this was a good trip to do.
I thought so too.
Yeah, I think it fits the atmosphere.
It does fit the atmosphere, especially the trees are gray and a little bit dark and has that spooky atmosphere to it. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. We enjoyed exploring the area. And have a fun and spooky season for Halloween.
And unlike cryptids, don't stay hidden. Till next time.